You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Delhi Decoded. I'm Pritika Khanna, a journalist with Mint, and I am back with your weekly update from the national capital. While we have barely got a chance to wrap our heads around the growing numbers of COVID-19, there is a new threat in town. Desert locust. What are they, you ask? The locust is a short-horned grasshopper, which is one of the most devastating pests in the world. They tend to arrive unexpectedly, often after a change in wind direction, from as far as West Asia and Africa, and cover large distances across countries in search for food. Why is it a cause of worry? Well, it is because they come in large swarms and eat all plants and standing crops that come their way. This puts food security at risk and also adds additional pressure on farmers. I remember browsing through Twitter at the start of the lockdown all the way back in March. There was a story on the locust attack, which at that time was crossing parts of Africa. While the article was on Africa, a line in the article had warned that the swarm, which is one of the largest in the last few decades, would make its way to India in the summer and put the country's food security at risk. According to the article, a 1 square kilometer swarm can eat food for 35,000 people in just one day. With heavy rains and cyclones in the Indian Ocean, the threat has increased this year. These large swarms have now made their way in parts of northern and central India. The Food and Agricultural Organization of the UN had also warned that the impact of the locust attack could be far more serious this year than last year. Some countries in East Africa have already declared an emergency because of the loss caused by locusts. According to a news report by the Press Trust of India, current locust outbreak is the biggest in 25 years in Ethiopia and Somalia, 26 years in India, and 70 years in Kenya. While they make their way in smaller numbers each year, this time, not only are the swarms much larger, they have also arrived earlier. The insects are known to originate in West Asia and come to India via the Rajasthan-Pakistan border just before the onset of monsoon. They have already wreaked havoc in several countries in Africa and West Asia, devouring standing crops and vegetables. The insects pose a serious threat to farmers, especially when the country readies to sow rain-fed kharif crops. These insects fly through the day, covering about 150 kilometers a day, and settle on trees after sunset where they remain through the night. They breed rapidly, which makes it very difficult to control them. Officials say that during the night when they rest on trees is the only time they can be stopped from breeding and spreading further. Having made their way to parts of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, the central government has issued a warning to states like Punjab, Haryana, and Delhi. The trajectory of the locust changes as the direction of the wind changes. For now, the trajectory has shifted from the national capital and the locusts have made their way from Rajasthan to Madhya Pradesh. Officials are hopeful that they would be able to tackle the latest challenge that has been thrown to them, but the damage that they will leave behind will further add to the stress of farmers.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a LiveMint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.